Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top story, as you just heard at the top of the hour from CBS News, 8 people have been shot early this morning at a residence in Englewood on the south side. With the very latest, WBBM's Bernie Tafoya.
Police are expected to say more in the next few minutes about what happened early this morning in a house on 62nd and Morgan. Police say 4 people were shot to death, 4 others wounded, and at least 2 of those people in critical condition. They're being cared for at the University of Chicago hospitals. A child was taken to Comer Children's Hospital for observation and did not appear to have been hurt. At the Englewood Police District, Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Still no word on the events surrounding an overnight shooting on Lakeshore Drive that left one man dead and 2 others injured. Police say a car crashed into a light pole in the northbound lanes near Oak Street Beach around 12:45 this morning. Officers found 2 men ages 32 and 20 with gunshot wounds. The older man died at a hospital. The younger man is recovering. A 25-year-old man suffered minor injuries from the crash. Evanston may start charging non-residents to park along the lakefront.
It would cost $3 an hour for non-residents to park along the Evanston lakefront, roughly 280 parking spots. This would be in effect from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week, between the 1st of July and Labor Day. Evanston now reports the city would pay about $100,000 for 10 new parking pay stations and for signage alerting people to the fees. The city is looking to make up the money lost by giving people free beach access. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
The top cop in the second largest city in the state is retiring after spending several decades with the department.
Kristen Zeman joined the Aurora Police Department as a cadet back in 1991. She went on to serve as the city's 41st police chief and says she will retire in early August. Her tenure included a 2019 mass workplace shooting that killed several people and wounded 5 officers and rioting and looting last summer. In a letter to the city, she writes that those 2 experiences were excruciating, but helped make the city and department stronger. The West Aurora High School grad also boasts of building the most diverse team in the department's 186-year history. Zeman goes on to say, "I am leaving this police department in good hands. I've built a very deep bench of talent, and there are many skilled individuals who will step in and take over where I left off." Andy Dane, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
You can listen to WBBM wherever your phone goes. Download the Audacy app, AUDACY, and listen to all the news, sports, music, and podcasts that move you. Well, the new poll has found that a majority of Chicagoans don't support a proposal to rename Lakeshore Drive in honor of Jean-Baptiste Pointe du Sable. That's under debate in the city council. The Sun-Times reports the poll found 32% support the name change, 41% oppose it, 24% undecided, 3% refuse to answer. The poll was conducted by FACO Research and Strategies and paid for by 2nd Ward Alderman Brian Hopkins and 42nd Ward Alderman Brendan Riley. The Archdiocese of Chicago has reinstated a Norwood Park pastor after a sexual abuse investigation against him found no wrongdoing. Reverend Daniel McCarthy will be reinstated immediately as pastor emeritus at St. Elizabeth of the Trinity Parish and School. McCarthy was removed from the Catholic Church last October. The owner of several local malls has fallen on hard times financially.
A real estate investment trust that operates malls across the U.S., including several in the Chicago area, has filed for bankruptcy. Washington Prime Group says it will utilize Chapter 11 to implement a comprehensive and consensual financial restructuring of the company's corporate-level debt. In the Chicago area, Washington Prime owns Lincolnwood Town Center in Lincolnwood, Lake Plaza in Waukegan, Bloomingdale Court in Bloomingdale, Countryside Plaza in Countryside, and Lakeview Plaza in Orland Park. It also owns several other malls across Illinois and about 100 malls total across the U.S. Miguel Esparza, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Odyssey app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.